You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello.
Hey, is this Johnny?
Yes, sir.
Johnny, Adam Peters from the Washington Commanders. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. You know why? Because we're about to pick you, man.
Most definitely.
We're going to make you a commander, man. I cannot believe you're still here. We cannot believe you're still here. And you're a bad dude, and you're going to make us even better.
Johnny, Coach DQ, congrats, man.
What's up? I appreciate it.
Oh, dude, you play the way everything I love about football. It's violent, it's tough, it's physical, and we can't wait to get you here, bro. You're going to do great things here. We're going to kick a lot of ass together.
Most definitely. Let's get to it.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for listening to the show. We all want our local teams to make the best decisions for their future. Hopefully, the Commanders did that with the draft this week. But don't forget to do the same for yourself. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Murad can help you, guide you and your family in the right direction. They will help you draft your will, set up a revocable trust, create a medical power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Score yourself a discount by mentioning G&D. That's kmlawyers.com. We have been trying to get to know the Commanders draft class as well as possible over these last couple days. If you missed our interview with Luke McCaffrey yesterday or with Javonte Jean-Baptiste earlier today, make sure you podcast those when we're done at thefandc.com. But right now on the BetQL hotline, bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Terrence Jamison joins us. He is the co-defensive coordinator and the defensive line coach at Illinois. He coached and mentored Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle from Illinois. The Commanders took in the second round with pick 36 overall. Coach, thank you for the time. We really appreciate it. How are you?
Doing well. I appreciate you guys having me on the show. This is pretty cool time in my career to, you know, get a chance to celebrate a young man like Johnny and his accomplishments. So it's pretty cool.
We've had a few guests on since the draft, and we've been asking, like, what's your favorite pick or where did Washington maybe get the most value? And to a man, they keep bringing up Johnny, who frankly was not on our radar because you got Daron Payne and John Allen here. And we didn't think defensive tackle was an area they would look to address, but it seems like they just viewed the value as too good at 36. So I guess let's just start with the player that Washington's getting. Why are they so smitten? Why did they feel like they couldn't pass on him?
Man, I'm a strong believer. If you got a great quarterback and a great D-line, you're going to win Super Bowls, man, championships, et cetera. But, man, they definitely got a steal. And Johnny is blessed to be in a great organization like the Commanders, and I'm sure the Commanders and the fan base are excited about having Johnny. He's a tremendous player, but even more than that, he's a pro. He's a mature, great young man, and he loves football. And it's been a great joy to have coached him over the past 3 years. So both sides are going to benefit greatly for sure.
Coach, when you first got your hands on him, what did you guys identify as, you know, the points to work on? You call the weaknesses, call them whatever you want. And then how did you attack those for his constant improvement?
Yeah, I mean, raw talent when we first got there, tremendous skill set, ability to transition from power to speed, speed to power. So he can do all the things necessary to have success on the D-line. all the jobs across the D-line in every situation. It was just important to hone that talent into the scheme in terms of what we're trying to get done. But very coachable, very highly intelligent. You know, Johnny was a guy that just easy to shape and mold as we went through it. But shoot, I grew as a coach as well, just learning from him and the different things we were able to do with him and for him over these past 3 years has been great.
Johnny Newton this past year, 7.5 sacks, a career high, 8.5 tackles for loss. You know, after they drafted him, I go back and I watch him a little bit. Man, does he get upfield. You know, they talk about he finishes violently. You can kind of see that explode on all of his highlight reels. What is the differentiator in his game? Why was he viewed as one of the top couple D tackles in the country?
You know what, Johnny had a great skill set, for one, to rush the passer, but more importantly, do it on early downs. You know, when you can get after the quarterback on early downs, it really doubles your opportunity for production. But the ability to transition your rush from run fundamentals to pass rush is hard to do, especially at the college level. The ball's out quick. There's a lot of RPO. But for Johnny, you know, his skill set and attention to his focus on the field to play with great run fundamentals, body control, knee band, playing with extension, it allowed him to transition his rush, and obviously the skill set speaks for itself. His speed, quickness, and power, he was able to get to that quarterback on early downs, and that really increased his production, ultimately getting after the quarterback.
Coach, what do you feel like Johnny's going to be able to do right away when he sets foot on campus here in the NFL, and then maybe a couple years down the line? Where could you see him, and how could you see him developing, and what kind of player?
Yeah, right away he's going to be able to connect with Coach Quinn and his staff and build that relationship first and foremost and really get a feel for you know, what the scheme is and what's being asked of him in the role that they're gonna play him at. And from there, he's just going to skyrocket. You know, the reps are going to come. The training is going to come. But he'll be a guy that's going to make an immediate impact and be able to play right away. But because he works at it, you know, he's a pro. When I say he's a pro, he has a routine. He lives his routine, and he's consistent. And so for Johnny, it's like, hey, let's stack days. You know, if I have a good day yesterday, well, that's the pass. You know, so just really excited about him because he's eager to learn. He's coachable. And I think the first thing he's going to look forward to doing is building that relationship with the coaching staff.
When they play that traditional four-man front, it goes without saying that he'll spell Payne or Allen, help give them a breather. What about when they're going with either like a three-man front or a five-man like bare front? Do you think that he could kick over and play a five tech, or is he better suited over top the center as a nose in a three-man front? And then similarly, my thought is, forget waiting until next year to really incorporate him a ton when one of those guys leaves. Let's get him on the field now with those guys already and have all three of them playing tackle. Like, in that situation, is he better off maybe on the nose or on the side of the center? How do you see that?
Man, that's awesome, man. Great point that you bring up, man. And so with Johnny at Illinois, we were actually able to play him in all those roles. He played over the center, played over both guards, played over the tackles, whether we were in our bare front and we were in our even front. He's done all those jobs.
He played like some five tech outside too?
Yeah, we played him in the five technique against Mississippi State in the bowl game in 22.
Wow.
You know, at the beginning of 23, so he played a little bit out there as well. Played a little bit out there on third down, depending on the opponent. But yeah, he's done all those jobs across the front, and it's proven to produce at those spots as well. So, man, they're really going to have a guy that they can plug and play in any situation, all down and distance. So that's got to be exciting for Coach Quinn and his staff.
Terrence Jameson with us here on Grant and Danny. Coached Washington second round pick Johnny Newton, giving us some insight here for a few minutes. Did you show him a couple pros, like kind of his comp, saying, hey, this is what I think you could do on this play, or, you know, behave this way, or get off a block like this? Or are there a couple guys maybe that you showed him, and then who would you kind of comp him to, just to kind of get our mindset here?
But he loves Aaron Donald, you know.
Good one.
He loves football in general, but we showed him a lot of Aaron Donald film, Ed Oliver film, Grady Jarrett. You know, we went through a lot of that. Gave him a project, him and the D-line. We watched a lot of Kitty Clark. Kitty Clark plays with tremendous fundamentals against the run. And obviously Aaron Donald, he does all the jobs up front. So, you know, we always watch those guys. Any chance we get, for sure, Deron Payne as well. Anytime we can watch an example of a pro doing the jobs and things that we're trying to emphasize up front, we definitely took advantage of that opportunity, especially in the offseason of studying that film. But those are some of the examples.
I don't remember the specific details, but he played with an injury. I think it might have even been a fracture in his foot, right, this year, and he played through it and still was one of the top two D-tackles on a lot of people's boards. What exactly was he playing through, and how much did it affect him, if at all?
So it's interesting you say that. So one of the guys I got a chance to meet, his high school coach, during a draft party, and they talked about his sophomore year. He was playing running back for halfway through the season. It was playing tailback, and they noticed when he was on defense, no issues, making plays in the backfield. But when he was playing running back, his straight ahead runs were productive. But anytime he made a cut, they noticed he limped a little bit. And I just say, hey, stop being soft. Let's be tough, you know. But after about 4 weeks, I said, we need to get this checked out. And Johnny was playing his whole high school season that year on a fractured leg, but it ended up healing up on him. But about this last season, we did not know he was playing his normal production, practice habits, effort, everything was as normal. And then after the season, we found out he got his foot looked at and needed a procedure done. So just something that just came up after the season that he said he needs to get checked out. So I'm glad he got it healed up and he's ready to go.
Coach, give me something that Johnny struggled with at one point, maybe early on or kind of at any point. And then I'd love for you to kind of walk us through how he overcame that, right? Something that was either a challenge you put before him or something that he wasn't getting right away. Anything that you can come that comes to mind, someone who was worked so closely with him, something that he struggled with and then overcame.
Yeah. Well, any challenge that Johnny faced, he always worked at it. One thing about Johnny, just from a personality standpoint, Johnny loves to win, but he hates to lose. And so we're under Coach B, we're going about this thing day by day to build this Illinois brand the right way and take it one day at a time and have that one and only mentality. But we've had some bumps in the road along the way these past three seasons. And so he's an ultimate competitor, and one of the things he had to work on is being a great teammate. And ultimately, that led to him being voted team captain his last year there at the University of Illinois. But hates to lose, and so having that competitive drive, right, being a good teammate, being a leader, guys that one that guys not only respect and lead, follow by example, but also one that speaks the right words into his teammates, edify those guys, build them up, and those are things we continue to work on. Not just the football player, but the young man overall. So I'm very proud of him and how he's grown over these years and where what he's got in front of him.
D-line coach, co-defensive coordinator at Illinois, Coach Terrence Jamison is with us here on Grant and Danny. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm pretty sure Washington drafted all team captains, and that was pretty clearly an emphasis for them that they cared a lot about. One last thing on Johnny. Did you guys have a feel for where he was supposed to go? Like, we've gotten the impression from people we've talked to since the draft that it was pretty shocking he was still there at 36. I know that the draft's unpredictable, but what was the thought going into it?
Well, it is. It's very unpredictable. We expected Johnny to go high, somewhere in the first round. But, you know, we've been around football some time now, and we understand that things change. You can't necessarily predict what's going to happen. You try to. But I know him and his family, they were tremendously thrilled. It was a special moment to see him get picked, and everything happens for a reason. To see the Commanders and the way that they built that draft class, they did a tremendous job from my perspective. choosing a great quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and then also choosing Johnny Newton it was pretty cool to see that. And just hearing you say that, choosing all team captains, that's pretty cool right there. I never heard anything like that. I wonder how many times that's been done. So that's pretty cool.
And then before we let you go, you would have known Quan Martin pretty well, right? He was there last year with you guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so he's here in Washington going into his sophomore season. What did you think of his first year, if you got to watch any of it, and what can you tell us about some of the growth he might be able to make?
Oh, yeah, I was excited to watch. Anytime I get a chance to watch an Illini in the NFL, it's pretty cool, pretty special, and saw him get a couple of picks out there and making plays. It's all exciting. Him and Johnny are really close, and so it's pretty cool to see that they're going to be on the same team. And he's obviously a pro, and he was that way here at the University of Illinois, just a guy that could have easily been a team captain as well, and really led the secondary as one of the best in college football and Illinois football history. So really excited for him and what he's going to do moving forward, and just to have him and Johnny there in the same program is going to be in the same organization is going to be awesome.
Coach, this is awesome. Great insight, man, and congrats. It's probably like a proud papa type thing watching one of your Chargers go so high in the NFL and get ready to make an impact. So really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thanks, Grant. Thanks, Daddy.
Great to have one of the main mentors and the coaches who made Johnny Newton what he became on the show to tell us about the new prospect. This has been, I think, certainly outside of Daniels, which is a whole nother conversation, number two overall quarterback, the most hyped selection Washington has made.
Most talked about, yeah.
Yesterday, Max Chadwick, who does the college football broadcasts for PFF, said on this show about Newton, quote, "To me, he was the best D tackle in the draft. He was a top 15 pick." Top 15.
Yeah.
He said, "I know he dealt with a fracture in his foot. Even on one foot, he was still one of the best D tackles in the country. I cannot freaking believe this guy was a second-round pick. That was an absolute steal."
So I think what happened, I don't think Johnny Newton was the plan. I think you just kind of say, I know I had a plan. Like, everyone's had that in a fantasy draft, right? Where you go, I can't believe this guy's available. I'd thought about doing something totally different. I was going to go, running back. But
you're probably going to reach a little bit on tackle if I had to guess what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Like, take the best tackle on your board. Maybe you're not sold. You don't love him a whole lot more than you liked Coleman, but maybe a little bit. And you go, are we better off there or with Johnny Newton?
Like, we'll figure it out. This person should not be available to us. And his grade, even though it's not a dire need, is so much higher than us, I don't want to say reaching, but taking the 36th best player on our board that happens to be a tackle, happens to be a wide receiver, happens to be a tight end, whatever the case, right? You go, this is the, for the sake of argument, 15th player on our board. He should not be here. We'll figure it out. We are in the business of adding really good football players, being more patient regardless of position. He's not going to help them as much this year as some other draft picks. But this is a layer for the future because you've got two Pro Bowl caliber guys ahead of him. But he'll be part of the rotation. He's going to play. He'll do some things. But I think that's what happened. I think that was one of those, guys, we can't look away here. This shouldn't be available to us, and we're going to take advantage.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. Let's do this next. A lot of our guests that we've had on breaking down the draft class have talked about Newton as like the player that they think will achieve more than the draft status. Let's take him out of the equation, and let's say it's third round or later. So no Jaden Daniels, no Johnny Newton. Which of Washington's draft picks do you think will be the gem? Who's going to overachieve, exceed expectations? Who's going to be the best-kept secret, so to speak? You can't go Daniels. You can't go Newton. What pick do you like the most that you think is sneaky under being talked about? 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, nitpicking, honestly, man. I think Johnny Newton's awesome. I don't think there's any way that he should have been available in the second round, and great on Washington to take a chance on him. You know, I know he had the foot injury, and people talked about that going into the draft, but, you know, it was a Jones fracture in his foot. And, you know, as far as I'm not a doctor, obviously, but as far as I've researched and everything, hey, you get the surgery, you rehab, you're good to go. And when I watched Johnny Newton and what he's been able to do on the field over the last 2 years, shoot, if they even said, hey, this guy was playing with this injury this past season, well, look what he was doing this past season. He was still a great football player, maybe not as impactful as he was the past year, but the injury kind of speaks to maybe why that was not the case. So
Trevor Sikkema of PFF has heard earlier today on Grant and Danny. We're taking Daniels and Newton, the first and second round picks, out of the equation. I think that's fair. They're, you know, both taken in the top 36, but considered top 30 players in this draft class. So we're looking at the rest of the 9-player crop that Washington brought in. Who is the gem? Who's going to be the guy we look back at and go, what an absolute find. What a steal. Mikey Sanders still at pick 50, corner from Michigan. Ben Sinnott, the 21-year-old 6'3", 250-pound tight end from Kansas State, who played fullback in college, was the best fullback in the country last year. Maybe it's Brandon Coleman, the offensive tackle, as they see him, who was in the Big 12 and played some guard. Luke McCaffrey, we had him on the show yesterday. They made him the 100th pick in the country. He was a 3-year quarterback, became a wide receiver for 2 years at Rice, one of 6 players in the nation last year, 70 catches, 13 touchdowns, number 2 in contested catches, still new to the position, bloodlines of a McCaffrey. Jordan McGee, we haven't talked a lot about him. He's going to be on the show Friday. 5th-year senior linebacker, 6'1", 225, ran a 4.5 40, 23 years old, played at Temple, was born in Towson, Maryland, up near Baltimore. Second team all AAC, led Temple in tackles and TFLs this past year. He had 80 tackles and 14 tackles for loss. He is a 5th-round pick. Initially a special teamer, maybe eventually becomes a really good linebacker.
Yeah, and you've seen that before, right? The Kalik Hudson situation, like, they can't get him off the field sometimes. There are guys like that.
22 picks later at 161, they took safety Dominique Hampton out of Washington, the 23-year-old, almost 24, was a 6th-year senior, 6'2", 213, 4'4", 5'40, was coached even in peewee football by a former DB in the NFL, 15 starts, 109 tackles, 9 passes defensed. Danny, he was the leading tackler of a team that played in the national championship game. There's some Mikey Sanders still to him, heart and soul, kind of captain, leader of an excellent team and a much-improved defense, honorable mention, all Pac-12. Maybe he is the gem they unearthed. Or you could go with our guest from earlier today, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. He played at Ohio State. He played at Notre Dame. Had a 60-yard field goal block that he blocked in return for a touchdown this year. Made 10.5 TFLs and 5 sacks. Big guy, 6'5", 240. Who is the player they get the most out of, maybe we're not thinking about?
To quote the great Kurt Russell, starring as the great Herb Brooks, Great moments are born from great opportunity. Ben Sinnott. This is an easy answer for me. He's going to be on the field. He'll be on the field a lot. With all due respect to Zach Ertz, this is not 5 years ago where you're playing against Washington where you get 9,000 catches. I think he's just window dressing. I think he's their second tight end. I think this is their first tight end. This guy is going to be a versatile weapon who's going to be on the field all the time presenting matchup nightmares. That's the guy that's going to have an impact his rookie year. He's going to have a bigger impact than everybody save Jaden Daniels out of this draft. His rookie year. Long term, I don't think so. But this year, he's going to be on the field. He's going to get the ball. There's nobody in his way. He's going to play and play well.
All right, but what about long term, right? And maybe if you guys want to answer the question as Danny did for this year, that's perfectly reasonable. I think I'm thinking about, like, when we look back at this 5 years from now, we go, wow, what a steal. When Adam Peters is sending out his, you know,
right, when it's backpatting time.
Credentials, yeah. And he's going, I drafted this guy. Which of these players is still Sinnott?
But I'll stay with Sinnott. Okay. Yeah, I think that, like, everybody looks at San Francisco and goes, how the hell do they find Kittle when it was round five from Iowa? How do they find Juszczyk? Well, this is how you find one. You identify the characteristics and traits. Wasn't on my radar, but of course I'm not a pro scout, just a pudgy zilch. And role, fit, design, kind of this 49ers East Coast system that I know that's not necessarily what Cliff Kingsbury is going to run, but it's in the Adam Peters tree, so that you figure that's going to kind of be part of this thing. And this, as this offense goes forward and as the league kind of continues to evolve, you're going to see these bigger/versatile guys who present matchup problems for people really be instrumental in kind of getting back to helping with running games and also be effective as pass catchers.
I'll go with the other of the guys they took in the 50s. Mike Sanristil, the first-team All-American, second-team All-Big Ten, little bit undersized, 5'9"-ish corner. Play in the nickel right away. He'll start week one in 11 personnel. Born in Haiti. Speaks Creole. Like, all-world character guy. Trying to get his master's as we speak in social work. I just believe in the person. He was the number one leader of the national championship undefeated Michigan team this year. Apologies to J.J. McCarthy, who is the offensive version of him. But Sanristil, to me, is a special dude, and I'll bet on that plus the physical abilities. Did you hear the Peters comment about that they went to the Michigan Pro Day? Was it? Must have been this year's Pro Day, actually. I was thinking it was last year's, but it was this year's when they went to see McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And Sanristil, who used to play receiver, was one of the guys running the routes for him while McCarthy was doing the Pro Day to his receivers. And Peters said he was the best route runner and basically the best receiver at the Pro Day, like through his scouting eyes. Think about that.
That's crazy, isn't it? Because they had a guy that went, did he go in the second round?
Roman Wilson, I think.
Yeah, or third round? Where did Wilson go?
I'd imagine he was on the field for that Pro Day. But he was basically saying how, like, he was the guy that we thought ran the best routes at the Pro Day. Like, what? Mike Sanristil, I guess, will be my answer. Let's go to Lewis in Arlington. Lewis, who's going to be the steal outside of the top couple guys in the class?
Hey, guys. Thank you guys for having me. I just want to say that I'm not only happy that we picked Johnny Newton, and I'll get to who I believe is going to be the steal. I'm more happy about the Commanders' mindset. Like, let's not go pick the 36th ranked player at the 36th pick. Let's pick the 15th ranked player at 36, regardless of need. And as for the guy that I think is going to be the diamond in the rough, for lack of better words, is Brandon Coleman. I think he's going to be a beast. He tested top five in everything. And I think they could swing him over to tackle. I think he's athletic enough, too, especially with a mobile quarterback. And I'm very, very happy with our draft. I think he's going to be the diamond in the rough.
What a big deal it'll be for them.
I mean, if that's a hit, that's one of those, like, okay.
Yep.
That's a heat check type thing, right? Where it's like,
totally.
I'll draft a long snapper in round two next year. What are you going to say? You know?
Yeah, if you found your left tackle at 67, taking a guy that a lot of people thought was a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got something here.
Yep.
You know, now we're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And the opposite of the Rivera situation with the Marty party, where no matter what they did, I was looking for flaws because I knew it wasn't going to work out. Because it can't possibly. Nothing has.
Yeah.
You kind of go the other direction where you go, all right, how's this going to work? Because it's going to probably.
Mm-hmm.
You start giving them the benefit of everything. Raymond and Clinton, what's up?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Doing very well.
Man, I got two. I think McGee and the safety from Washington are going to be it. I'm telling you. them boys can go, man. Them boys, they tackle. They football players, man. And that's, I'm glad that we got them, because when the other regime was here, we wasn't getting football players. They was getting whoever. But now, since this new regime here, man, I like the linebacker, and I like the safety. I seen the measurables. I seen everything on them, man. And I'm real happy with them, man. I mean, it's rare that you can get football players that late in the draft and going to be productive. So those are my players I think is going to stand out for them, man. And
appreciate you, dude. Thanks, dude.
The Martys were looking for professional bowlers.
Right.
Not pro bowlers.
Huge mistake they were making.
Which is a different thing.
Oh, thank you.
That they were doing. Dominique Hampton is the Washington safety. Here's where I will allow for some dreaming on him in my mind. I said this yesterday. When I close my eyes, when I think about what a DB looks like in the Dan Quinn defense over the years, going back to like Legion of Boom Seattle, it's that guy. It's long, 6'2", 213-pound, physical defensive backs, right? Who, when they get there, they pack that punch. That's kind of what he is. There's some Brandon Browner like frame stuff there. It's like that big, oversized DB. He's actually faster, too, than I thought. He's a 5'4", 5'40 guy, which is not bad. There's a reason he went 161. I have no delusions of grandeur. But I think McGee and Hampton both play special teams right away. And then as the year goes on, you see what happens. This is kind of their Percy Butler. They took him a full round-ish later. Mm-hmm. Butler was like mid-fourth or early fourth, and this is later into the fifth. But regardless, my point is, it's the special teams playing, safety that you like. I will bet on Joe Witt Jr. I will bet on Dan Quinn coaching up a member of the secondary. They do it better than almost anybody.
Yeah, for me, when you start getting out of round three and into round four and beyond, I mean, sometimes you, I mean, listen, we all know the stories of great players that have been found late, but I'm basically looking for a characteristic or an attribute or something. And in Washington's case, by the way, they were looking at these athletic scores, it seems like, because they were number one in the NFL in terms of average RAS, relative athletic scores, of all their draft picks. So they have a type here. It's really, really good athletes. But I'm looking for elite size. I'm looking for strength, for straight line speed. I'm fine with whatever. So if this is more developmental, as you said, his path to playing time, talking about Dominique Hampton, is not starting over Jeremy Chinn, Derek Forrest, Percy Butler from the first minute he gets on campus. Maybe he does. That'd be great. But for me, it's, can you dominate your role in special teams? Can you be outstanding in that capacity? Can you and Jordan McGee at first and a couple other guys, win your roles there. Can you dominate in that regard and then work your way up? That's how I see it.
Let's go to Ron, who's in Vienna, on Grant and Danny. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You did kind of steal my thunder. First of all, I am a Michigan alum, a diehard. I went to the Maryland game, which was actually very close, but unfortunately, McCarthy was nicked that game, but that defense, they don't win the national championship without Sandrasil. Everything you said about him is spot on. I think, barring injury, that guy's a future All-Pro. I mean, he's just one of those really special dudes he is so smart, and he's such a leader, and he's got great instincts, too. The guy, I just couldn't believe he was available when we picked him up.
Yeah, I was frankly surprised as well.
Do you think it was a size thing?
Probably. I mean, I also don't necessarily, and I could be wrong about this. Like, I have not studied him as closely, goes without saying, as the teams, but even as all these like draft experts. I viewed him as like a slot nickel type corner who you could move around a little bit, but I don't think he's a boundary corner. And if you're a little more typecast based on your size, mm-hmm. you probably are going to lose a little value in that regard, if that makes sense.
It does.
But I don't care. That's a pivotal thing that a lot of teams don't have guys that can play that position.
You're always hunting for one.
Washington struggled there for years. So put him in the nickel. Let him play inside. Have St. Juiced play outside with his length where he probably belongs. Have Emmanuel Forbes,
stuff
on the other side. Yeah. They still have some other corner questions they've got to sort out. But a huge part of this season is going to be how much better can they make some of the guys that underachieved with the previous regime, like Emmanuel Forbes, like Jamin Davis. I would say Fedarian Mathis, although they kind of already replaced him with Johnny. But who they just took. But I want to see with Forbes. Like, maybe they make the leap. Who is going to be the steal? That's the question. 800-636-1067. When we're talking a year from now, which of these draft picks are we going to be saying, wow, how did they get him?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Tomorrow, Ben Sinnott will be on the show at 4:30 right here on Grant and Danny. That should be cool. I believe we'll catch up with Caps GM Brian McClellan as well in our 3 o'clock hour. A little State of the Union on the heels, sadly, of the Caps getting swept out of the playoffs and their season coming to an end. They should be playing Game 5 of their series with the Rangers tonight. In any other normal year, Game 5 tonight, Danny. Probably not even the end of the road, because even when they lose series, it's always been in a Game 7 or a Game 6. Well, very rarely a 6, it's almost always 7.
The only one I can remember is, and I this is one of the times I learned my lesson about the NHL, I was literally after their first round series, I go, I hope they play Tampa Bay. I hope they get to go play Tampa Bay, who's down there fighting tooth and nail to get through their own series. They're going to kill Tampa Bay, and they're going to the conference finals. 4-game sweep. Tampa swept them in 4. That was a little while ago. I learned my lesson. I'm not asking for anybody. Every game, I'm just thankful there's a game.
Yeah, that was the last time they got swept.
Uh-huh.
2011, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, I was talking a whole but puffing my chest out. I can't wait to see them lightning.
We're running through some of the Commanders' picks. We've taken Daniels and Newton off the board. Rounds 1 and 2, their top 2 picks in the top 36. So you're choosing between the rest of their group, 7 players to choose from here. Who do you think ends up being the best player, having the best career, being the steal? Mike Sanra, still of Michigan. Ben Sinnott, the tight end, really an H-back that they're going to use as a lead blocker and a pass catcher. Brandon Coleman, a guard who they're going to play a tackle, and he did play a lot of tackle, 22 of 26 games as a starter the last 2 years. Luke McCaffrey, wide receiver from Rice. Jordan McGee, the linebacker, Temple. Dominic Hampton, Dom played at Washington. And then Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who was on the show earlier today and told us he really admires and studies the film of Max Crosby. Let's go go to Chudy in Gainesville. What's up, Chudy?
How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Good, yeah. So I think my player long-term who will be the diamond in the rough, who will bring a lot of success, I think will have to be Luke McCaffrey. I think that he has all the skills necessary, very versatile, and I think that he could, with the right coaching and, of course, with time, be our team's, you know, more advanced version of Wes Welker in his prime when he and Brady were doing their thing. So, yeah, I'm going with Luke McCaffrey.
Interesting. I mean, having a slot guy like that that's always open and is always available and makes every catch and makes every play and is a stick mover, pretty damn helpful. Do you think that's McCaffrey's game ultimately as a guy that's like just pure and simple a slot guy?
No, I wouldn't say pure and simple. I think that's how they'll predominantly use him.
Mm.
I'm going to give a comp. I think people will overreact, but this was something Logan Paulson brought up to me when we were talking on the phone, and then I went back and kind of saw if I could see it, and I'm like, yeah, I see what he's talking about. He said he's got some, like, Puka Nacua traits in terms of maybe put him in the slot and usage and the ability to kind of win some choice routes and things, even though in McCaffrey's case, he's big. I think he will play a lot of slot. I don't think it'll be exclusively that, though. I think he's so big. Like, you could put him on the outside for fade balls. You could have him go down the field, try to get him one-on-one wide side of the field, you know, run something toward the sideline and let him go up and get it. 17 contested catches, only one player in the country had more last year. So I think there's multiple ways to try to get him involved. But I think primarily, early, he'll probably be using the slot.
See, to me, he's got that, because he's played multiple positions and obviously kind of knows it so well, he's got gadget written all over him. I don't mean that in a negative way. This is not like Antoine Randall on an end-around throwing a pass or something. I mean like Curtis Samuel. Like that, a similar style to me. Maybe not quite as quick, but that, you know, in the backfield one play, motioning a different play, just doing a little bit of everything. You could wildcat him one time on a third and short. Like the guy can do a lot of different stuff, and I wouldn't just limit him to line up on the left side, on the weak side, opposite the tight end, and you run underneath the outside wide receiver. I think there's more to his game than that.
Let's go to Sebastian in Stafford on Grant and Danny. Sebastian, thank you for the call. Which pick are you zeroing in on?
Yes, sir. I'm a Michigan fan, so I have to go with my boy Sanders still. I just cannot believe that he was there available as a late second-round pick. The work that he did against Ohio State the last 2 years as an undersized corner, he's going to give you everything that he has. He's going to get in your face, and he's going to make sure that every receiver is covered. I just think it's such a great pick that I wish my own kid can play corner like Sanders still.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I bet a lot of parents wish that. There'd be a lot more money in a lot of households, probably. I know if Truman covered like that, I might stop doing my radio show here.
I had a stern talking with my oldest the other day. I was like, why don't you do it like Sanders still?
Where's the Michigan fight song? We've got two Wolverines fans in a row.
I
have come out of nowhere here, out of the woodwork.
I don't know if this is a hot take. I think that's my number one college fight song. I think it's my one seed.
I can't tell any of them apart, to be completely honest with you. Yeah. Like, if you play, you could. If we play six fight songs.
I know a few of them.
Should we do a little quiz next segment where we play some fight songs?
We could try.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think I know
all
a couple.
Right. That's good to hear. I whatever that skill is, I don't have it.
Okay.
So good for you.
Good for you.
Do you have it, Darius? Michigan? Let's hear it.
This one rolls. Well, that's not it. That's not it. It's Hail to the Victor. It's like iconic. It's like the, I don't know how to describe it other than.
Are they the only ones that do Hail to the Victor?
No, but that's what theirs is called.
But are they the only ones that have a song called that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the names of all the songs. I'm just telling you, Michigan's Hail to the Victor is like an all-timer. It is known. And everyone's looking at me like, I'm the crazy one? It's famous.
I'm sure you're right. I mean, okay. There are all kinds of dumb band traditions at the end of games where people run over to the end zone and the band plays. This I know.
This is it.
I mean, I couldn't have pulled it out of the lineup. Dun,
dun, dun, dun,
but this is a little bit
dun, 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 dun.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.